Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what happens in Vegas really does happen in Vegas. And when Las Vegas says they see aliens and aliens are showing up in people's backyards, now this is getting real. This is definitely getting real. So many of you have reached out asking if I was the one whose aliens were showing up in the backyard. Nope. I have enough problems with my cats and dogs and coyotes, but apparently there was a sighting caught by officers and body cam footage that later coincided with a witness account of, sorry, it's not funny, this happened, of aliens about 8 to 10 feet tall being in their backyard. Now, I get it. We got Elvises flying around the place. We got Bumblebee, Transformer. I see the stuff on the strip. I get it. But the one thing Vegas people, and I can't speak for everybody in my community, but I think I could speak for 99% of us Vegas residents who live here, is we don't want people to think we're lying, right? Or whack jobs. And so the last thing we want is somebody to think that somebody in Vegas, right, thought they saw something that they didn't see. What happens in Vegas really does happen. Okay? If anything happened here, it happens. And so if somebody in my city claims that there was something odd looking in their backyard, it happened. So all these reports, I'm looking right now in the Hindustan Times. They reported that Las Vegas police reported the bright lights traveling through the sky. Citizen has claimed they witnessed 2 8 to 10 feet tall aliens. There's body cam footage that has caught it. It's a really pretty little blue light. Revealed a bright light streak across the sky. But at the same time, there was another call where a resident reported sightings of aliens. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, we've had UFOs and unidentified flying objects. And keep in mind, we have Area 51. So who knows what's down there? And it could have been a party. It could have been a reunion. Maybe the aliens are looking for their great-grandfather's spaceship. Maybe they needed a missing part. But, you know, I'm starting to have a different idea of what's going on with these. Okay, first and foremost, I do think they keep saying, oh, it's not China and it's not some of these other countries. I do believe that we can have visual artifacts from some of the other stuff that these other countries are doing. Right now, China says they want to dig really deep into the core of the Earth. You know, we already have lights and satellites and things bouncing off, so I wouldn't be surprised if any light imagery could be something that's more, I don't want to say domestic, but you know, on our Earth. But in terms of there being other life, I do believe there's other life out there. Do I think they really want to go into Mr. and Mrs. Smith's backyard? Do I think they want to study our puppy dogs? Why? I don't know if you've ever been to Las Vegas, but our backyards are not very interesting. Our backyards have a lot of desert landscaping, very small pools because we don't have a lot of water, a lot of gravel. It's not like the Midwest or the back east where there's roaming hills and grass and trees. Las Vegas backyards are pretty boring. My backyard is pretty boring. With the exception of a little dog pile of poo-poo every now and then, it's pretty boring. So I really don't think an alien would really, really want to come to a Las Vegas backyard. But do I believe that there's life out there? Do I believe that, they are scoping us out? I do. What does that mean? Do we have to be scared? Are we ready? I don't know. I also believe that NASA wouldn't tell us. I don't think our countries would be at all transparent. I also think some of the countries would try to make alliances. I'm sure that Kim Jong-un or any of these Putin would be like, you know what, let me talk to their leader. Okay, we'll come up with, you know, and then we'll do world domination. I do believe in that stuff. What I don't believe in, though, is that the alien will particularly target one person. I don't think the alien listens to the Dr. Dahlia show. If the average resident on Earth doesn't, why would an alien do that? I don't think they're going after Trump or Biden, but it is fascinating that within an hour, the police received a call. 8 News Now reported that the man claimed he saw something fall from the sky and then reported movement of two figures in his backyard. He described the figures as 8 feet tall and 10 feet tall with big shiny eyes and a large mouth. Now, I don't think he got a picture of it. So his report said there's like an 8-foot person beside it and another one is inside and it has big eyes and it's looking at us and it's still there. They're very large. They're like 8-foot, 9-foot, 10-foot. They look like aliens to us, big eyes. They have big eyes, he says, like I can't explain it, and a big mouth. Well, I got big eyes and a big mouth. Maybe it was me. Honestly, I was looking for the cat last night. They're shiny eyes, but they're not human. He says they're 100% not human. In my backyard, I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified. Now, I believe them. Now, was there any phone footage? Was there a backyard camera? See, a lot of people I talk to, they don't have cameras in their backyard because they skinny dip, they nude bathe. You know, when you live in the sun and you don't want bra lines, you're out there, you don't want that on camera. So a lot of people don't, but that would be wonderful if they do have cameras. If they have anything that could at least, you know, because I would like to see these. According to body cam footage, the police further attempted to investigate questioning a motorist. I think there was somebody driving who also said, keep in mind a lot of people are pot in my neck of the woods, so I don't know. So NASA has held its first public meeting on the topic of UFOs. And so this, you know, once the military had said, look, we're seeing something, there's something to this. I wouldn't be surprised if Vegas would be the first place they land. I mean, mind you, they want to be here for the Stanley Cup final, which the Vegas Golden Knights are going to win. What up? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Told you guys 2023 was going to be full of drama, even more than 2022, even more than 2021. And it is now culminated mid-year, close to mid-year, with our former president being indicted. Is this the second time? I'm confused. On the following charges: 7 counts of obstruction of justice, conspiracy, illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami on Tuesday. The indictment is unsealed. 2 current lawyers of his have withdrawn. his, they were a part of the special counsel, but they say, this morning we tendered our resignations as counsel to President Trump, and we will no longer represent him on either the indicted case or the January 6th investigation. This is Jim Trusty and John Rowley. They say it has been an honor to have spent the last year defending him, and we know he will be vindicated in his battle against the Biden administration's partisan weaponization of the American justice system. Now that the case has been filed in Miami, this is a logical moment for us to step aside and let others carry the cases through to completion. We have no plans to hold media appearances that address our withdrawals or any other confidential communications we've had with the president or his legal team. So, to me, that makes it sound like they want out. And so now they're able to, yeah. Well, if it's going to be in Miami, not in our jurisdiction, we're out. I'm not sure how that plays out. But this is intriguing. And I think the American public is confused. Now, maybe to lawyers, this is as clear as water for crystal. But I think to the average American people, it's a little confusing. And some of the things we're confused on, which we are going to need some clarification of, is if somebody's a president and they see everything and they have documents and they have the highest of security clearances, then what is the process for them to have, I guess, anything taken with them from the White House? Are they supposed to not take anything? Are they not supposed to work at home? Is Camp David now off the, not allowed to work there? What actually is the process? Because I'm under the impression that when these presidents go, every time Biden goes to Delaware, he works from home. Number two is, do they have to have a memory wash from their brain? Because if there's classified information that they see in the White House, when they leave the White House, do they still have that classified information in their brain? And what do you do with that? Number three is something, are any of the passwords or codes changed whenever there's a new person in office? Number four is, if most things are on computers these days, we don't really use pen and paper that much. Aren't the documents easier to trace or easier to delete or easier to obtain? You know, why all the hard copies? And if there are hard copies, when you make a copy, doesn't that already leave a footprint somewhere else? Another question is all this is going on with Trump, is it also going on with Biden? Or when's Biden's indictment? It's very confusing. And maybe the lawyers go, no, it is crystal clear. Because Biden did these five steps and Trump did these five other steps, these other steps are not in a line, and that's where they got him. All right, well, then I guess explain that. Somebody is saying he obstructed justice. Did he obstruct justice by giving somebody the middle finger? Is lying, saying, no, I don't have them, and having them, is that obstruction? Well, did it Biden do that too? He didn't think he had classified documents, but somebody found them in his garage. So it's a little confusing. And to me, I'm confused, you know, as a physician, because we have a lot of drama right now. We have a lot of crime out there. We have murders. We have thefts. We have supply chain issues. We have economy issues. We have a presidential election. And what we keep hearing is that one of the biggest criminals out there is former President Donald Trump. And when you try to look at what he did, there's always somebody else saying, but somebody else did the same thing. So what is Donald Trump doing that's different from these other politicians that have classified documents? I'm not saying this to defend him, but you have a very confused American public right now. And maybe it's semantics, and maybe there is a very fine line of what he did as president with his documents versus Biden as vice president. You'd think Biden as vice president would be in more trouble having documents since he wasn't president. But they say what has allowed the DOJ to move forward is there's a tape. They say they have an audio tape where Trump admitted he didn't classify military intelligence. Apparently on this tape, he said, as president, I could have declassified, but now I can't. And then they said he bragged about having big piles of papers, some of them secret. Okay, now we know he brags, but we also know that every AI, every impersonator is making his, you know, is, I couldn't even tell you if it's fake or not if somebody gave me a voice recording. And maybe it is true. Not sure why the former president would brag that he had papers. Not exactly sure. That just, again, doesn't make sense. And apparently one of the sort of records was a quote-unquote secret. Apparently the former president allegedly acknowledged in 2021 he had retained secret military information on Iran in a meeting at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. So why would you brag about it? And what most of those meetings would have been documented, and the Pentagon has it, the DOJ has it. And don't presidents have the ability to declassify whatever? I would think they could only declassify certain non-strategic things, but there's a lot of questions. Why would he want them? Why would he? Did he really have them? You know, I'm confused. And by the way, when you do leave the White House, okay, there's a process that's being done. I don't know if you remember, but Bill Clinton's people, I guess, took all the W's out of all the keyboards to mess with George W. Bush. And somebody said they also left it like a frat house. I don't know, but they said the place was a mess. But they said, you know, Bill Clinton did that as a joke because they're friends, where they took out all the W's. I don't see how that could really bother him because they could just replace all of the keyboards. But aren't there people there when things are going in and out? I mean, it's very confusing. The media makes it sound like you have somebody stuffing their pockets as they're leaving the White House, trying to build a second White House, and that it just doesn't make sense to me. And my concern is we already have a very, very divisive country. And I've said, you know, if somebody breaks the law, somebody breaks the law. If somebody breaks the law, then that's what we have the law for. The law is supposed to be consistent, supposed to be unbiased, and anybody who breaks the law follows those consequences. But we don't seem to hear anything about Biden or Pence and their classified document issue. What's different? I understand people will say, well, the amounts of it. But, you know, technically, if Biden has, I know a lot about security clearance. And from what I understand, Biden would have lost his security clearance because he had documents in his garage. So Biden should have already lost his security clearance. He hasn't? So I think we're confused. And the more confused people are, the more they're going to start to think and their minds are going to wander, as are these witch hunts. Is this... Is this, as Trump is saying, is election interference? But all I know is I think the American people need a little bit of explanation of what's going on right now. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Very, very sharp partisan lines in the hours since word came that former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Miami. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells the Hugh Hewitt Show,
I had hoped the DOJ would see its way clear to resolve this without an indictment. I think this is going to be terribly divisive for the country.
While former Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill recalls the famous phrase from the Watergate scandal, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
It wasn't him walking with those documents. It's how he handled it after the fact.
Air quality levels are improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. The smoke from Canadian wildfires shut down a lot of activity this week, but the wind shift is helping clear things out. Ukraine says it's intercepted a phone call that proves Russia blew up that dam in the southeast, saying Russia wanted to blackmail Ukraine by creating the environmental disaster. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you've seen these, but one thing that I think people on social media are excited about is taking their dog and making it look like another animal. Now, they got this idea when, remember, during Halloween, there were these these spider costumes where you would put the spider costume on the dog and then the dog is running around but you can't see it's a dog under the spider costume, so it looks like a big, huge spider that's running around the house. It's so stupid. Alright, well now, people are taking it to another level where they're actually using hair dye, making strategic haircuts to make their dog look like a lion with the lion mane, a giraffe, a lizard, to change the breed. And it's making veterinarians a little nervous because not all of these hair dyes or tools are approved. So I'm right now looking at a dog that looks like a lion. And I mean, the dog is adorable, but does the dog really want to look like this? So Dr. Anna Foreman from Every Paw Pet Insurance has warned against this viral TikTok trend that has pet owners dyeing their dog's fur to make them look like different animals. So one video shows a white dog. I'm not exactly sure what kind of dog it is. And the person said, I've always wanted a Dalmatian. So they turned the dog into a Dalmatian and gave her a lot of spots. The problem is this much dye and the degree of the dye and the concentration of the dye could hurt the dog. So Dr. Foreman says there is no situation apart from when dyeing a dog's tail to discourage theft. People would steal a dog based on the tail? Or dyeing a pet's fur is benefiting the animal. She told The Sun, it is purely benefiting us for aesthetic purposes. Some dogs enjoy being groomed or bathed. However, there's no way to say that animals specifically enjoy being dyed. Now, I have a dog who's white that after a day or two, she starts to look gray. And I have always wondered, if I just dye her hair white, will she look more clean? But she doesn't like being bathed. She doesn't like being groomed. You know, she's a cute little dog, but no. She would rather be in her own stink. And I have to bathe her again this weekend, and she's gonna groan. What I do is I take her into the shower with me or hubby because she doesn't want to be in the bathtub, and the shower goes quicker, and then we scrub her tushy, and then I use a blow dryer to quickly warm her up so she doesn't, and she actually likes that. She'll actually come up to me because she doesn't like to be cold, and then I'll give her a blowout and brush her hair and things like that, but she just hates going to the groomers. She hates getting groomed. But I have. I have wondered, you know, if I could dye her hair, would it look more clean? But no. It could lead to skin issues, poisoning. So according to the vet, the only situation in which dyeing a dog's fur is remotely acceptable is when an animal's tail is dyed a bright, garish color as a way of preventing them from being stolen. So I guess in some places, if the tail is a very bright color, somebody might, I would still worry about doing that because somebody who's a thief could be such a jerk and cut the tail off or something. Or just pour bleach all over it. I don't know. I would not dye the dog. Now, I'm looking right now at some of these dogs. One looks like she's in a purple leopard outfit. It's exquisite, but the poisoning. Now you have another dog, a little pit bull, that was made into a giraffe. So he has all these colorings on him. It's a giraffe pit bull. I don't know why. And then there's another dog that is also made to look like a giraffe. I don't know why people are doing this. But anyway, stop it, okay? The dogs don't like it. It's ridiculous. People have asked, you know, do dogs like those little sweaters? And here's the thing. If the dog is cold, they do. But my dog cannot stand the booties. When I try to put her in the little booties to go walking so she doesn't burn her feet, she hates it. She'll kick them off. She'll stop walking. Be a little bit more in tune. In fact, and you know what? If you can't tell what your animal likes or doesn't like, have the vet tell you. If you really can't figure it out, the vet will tell you. The vet's like, he hates us. Or she hates us. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are being told that we have some quote-unquote egg-cellent news in that eggs are starting to be sold again at the Dollar Tree. They say the Dollar Tree has started selling eggs after the inflation had caused the chain to remove them from the shelves. Remember, Dollar Tree, I think, went up to $1.25. And is now, what, $1.25 free? Anyway, the discount store halted the sales in March because of the avian flu, and the cost went up to $4.21 a dozen. That was a threefold increase 2 years ago. A representative of Dollar Tree previously estimated that they wouldn't even begin to start putting them on the shelves till the fall, but here we are in June, eggs are back. They were able to sell these eggs for 94 cents a dozen. That's huge. This went down from $5.46 last December. So now Dollar Tree could technically sell them because they're under a dollar. The overall rate of inflation is hovering about 4.9%, down from its peak of 9.1% in June. And the part of the egg problem was 59 million birds were culled because of the avian flu. It prompted the supply of egg-laying chickens to fall more than 5%, plus the chaos, people hoarding. A lot of customers were struggling to get them, and that caused stores to be like, you know what, let's raise the price. And so it was a mess. So pretty good that we could now, they say data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that in December there were 308 million hens laying eggs for consumption. Now that's down from the 328 million prior to the outbreak in 2021. But still, they think that the industry is going to recover pretty quickly. Now we have 314 million hens laying eggs. I don't know if you guys know a lot about eggs and hens and roosters. My mom had chickens, and I think they had one rooster to service all the hens. I would probably have more roosters than that. I'm not exactly sure how many roosters they had, but because I think hens can be a little I know what my lady hen friends, hey, you just have one rooster, everyone's on top of them. I mean, look what's going on with Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo's my male cat. All the girl cats are jumping on him. Maybe the hens will lay more if there's a little bit more roosters. I'm no chicken expert. You guys might know more about that. But they say the crisis was also eased by the fact that higher prices deterred shoppers from buying them. Once the demand dropped, I haven't bought eggs in a while. Now, egg farmers are like, hey guys, we got eggs. So senior egg market analyst at independent price reporting agency Erner Berry reported to CNN that while the egg market in 2022 was dominated by the bird flu, the market this year has been dominated by the flu's absence. So now, eggs are still more expensive, but Dollar Tree operates 8,200 family dollar stores across the U.S., can sell items up to $10. In 2021, Dollar Tree had to increase its prices from $1 to $1.25 for the first time in 35 years. And boy, did people get upset about that. But they do sell non-dollar priced things like frozen meals, etc. So if eggs do go up, they might still have them. 1-877-DOLLAR.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have some couple friends who have, or friends who are couples, that are trying to help their kids or some of the younger generations deal with their relationship issues. And you are looking at a huge generational divide. And there's been some confusion as to how the Gen Zs and the millennials are doing relationships versus the way the Gen Xs and the baby boomers have done it. And there are things that are happening that you would not have usually seen in your relationship that is now. So one of my friends had seen that the couple was fighting and was asked for advice. So they said, just assign duties. You guys are fighting over the housework. You guys are fighting over chores. Assigned duties. He'll be in charge of this. She'll be in charge of this. And mind you, as a Gen X, I mean, that was more my style. Not that the women did the housework and the men did the yard work, but I did like the fact that there was some responsibility. There was some, you knew who did what. I'm going to be the one that's going to, you know, pick up the dry cleaning. You do this, you do this, so that there's no confusion, etc. But no, in the younger generations, these younger couples, all right, a lot of times these things are done together. It's not a split up of duties. It's not an assigning of duties. If some duties are assigned, that could be looked upon as chauvinistic, misogynist. And so they might not make lists. They might not assign certain duties. And the average young couple might not realize that the house doesn't clean itself. That the money doesn't, you know, balance, a budget doesn't balance by itself. That people need to actively work on that. Also, there's this concept that younger couples have of doing things together all the time. See, maybe it's because of television, sitcoms or whatever, but the dads had their poker night. The dads had their guy friends. The girls had their girlfriends. And they did. Now, that never worked for me and my husband because most of my friends were guys. So it was very hard for me to say I'm going out with the guys. So I just didn't. But most of my friends were guys. So we didn't really do that. He has guy friends and he'll do some trips and stuff like that. But for the most part, you know, we kind of did everything together. Well, that's what a lot of the younger generations are. If you are I got my, what was it, like my rotary meeting, or what were those meetings where you would have a hat, you'd wear a funny hat, the guys would wear a funny hat, or the girls would go to a Tupperware party, that stuff doesn't exist anymore. And couples are trying to find ways to do things together. So meanwhile, you as a baby boomer Gen X is like, okay, you guys spend too much time together. The reason why you're having relationship problems is you guys are with each other too much. You need to get away from each other. That's not what the younger couples are doing. The younger couples go to the gym together. The younger couples go shopping together. The younger couples go to classes together. So they do everything together. Now, I still think you've got to have your own little space. I think man cave, female caves are important. And I think a female cave should look exactly like a man cave because that's what I want. I want a man cave. I think if I want to watch football and my husband's not really into the game and he wants to talk and I want to tell him don't talk, I'm concentrating on the game, I should be able to do that and it's okay. But it's different. Couples are doing things, it's together. And if you've noticed, which is totally fine, but you've noticed, you don't just see the guys go watch football. Everybody has their girlfriend with them. The girlfriend is watching football with the guys. Now, I think that's great because girls like football too. I couldn't stand the fact that I couldn't hang out with my guy friends because they were going to the game when I wanted to watch a game. So I love that. But on the flip side, you're also seeing there's none of that break. See, men and women, or men and women, act differently around their partner. And sometimes they need to have that little outlet. If you're with a partner that watches what you say, watches how you act, you need to have that little bit of, okay, I gotta be able to do my own thing. And my husband and I, we do a lot of stuff together. We do everything together. And I work so much that I miss him that I don't necessarily have a problem with that. But when you have these couples that are working from home, and they're always together, you introduce that concept of you guys need to be away from each other, they look at it like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And the reason why the younger generation doesn't like that idea is because they think they're going to get cheated on. They've watched every single sitcom show that when the guy or the gal's at work, there's going to be somebody else that they're going to fall for and then end up sleeping with. So many of these younger couples think they could get away from the infidelity if they're always together. Now, some couples can do that, and some couples are fine, and they love being together and all that, and that's great. But, it's a much different way to have relationships. I think it's, in terms of the housework is now a shared thing. And luckily, my husband helps with the housework. He never, ever gave me problems with that. When it came to help with the babies, help with the housework, because I work so much. So he will do dishes, he will mop, he will, the toilets, I do. He doesn't clean toilets. I'll clean the toilets. That's fine. I'll clean the cat poo-poo boxes. I'll groom the dog. There's things that I will do. There's things that he will do. But you cannot label it the girl stuff or the boy stuff. Yeah, although there's a spider, it's his. I will not kill a spider. I can't go anywhere near it. If there's a scorpion, I'm moving out. So, and it's funny because one time he took his sweet old time to kill it. I'm out of the house and I'm like, excuse me, is it done? I want to come home. I can't find it yet. Why don't you stay put, relax? You know he was in his man cave hanging out. He had that scorpion under a jar and he just wanted his time alone. But I think it is important. I think people do need their alone time. Now, what if you are in a relationship where you don't have the alone time? Then what you need to do are something called mommy and me days. So one thing you could do is, let's say you have a couple kids. Do a one-on-one time with that kid. And say, look, you know what? I notice they talk sometimes to me a little bit. Let's get the other siblings out of there. Let's get the whole family out of there. I'm going to go and do a hike with so-and-so. I'm going to go and take so-and-so to lunch. You want to be equal. You don't want to look like you're playing favorites. But I do that with our kids. With our kids, I mean, we used to call it mommy and me day. But the one-on-one time you have, one, it really opens up that child talking to you and having that relationship. And two, it gets rid of the other, factors that it allows that space. Now, of course, husband wants to know, what do you guys talk about? I might bring them up to speed on some things, but I think it's very, very healthy to have those side relationships, I just think it is. It's nurturing. So, for those of you that are struggling in your relationships or you're seeing other people struggle and you want to give them, you want to give them advice and all that. Meanwhile, the baby boomers didn't do it perfect. The Gen X's didn't do it perfect. The millennials didn't do it perfect. The Gen Z's didn't do it perfect. Maybe we need to kind of do a little blend of everything. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.